Ventnor City Commission meeting, July 23rd, 2020.
Please rise for the flag salute. Chief Cahill, please start the flag salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, I should have said please lead us on the flag salute.
I think you got the message.
I know, thank you. Okay, Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. Unfortunately, on July 10th, there was an incident on our beach. So at this time, I would like everyone to please take a moment in silence in memory of Jalen Alston and his family.
Thank you, Mayor. On July 10th, within minutes of Ventnor City Police Department officers arrived at the scene prior to the fire department, but were unsuccessful due to the treacherous water conditions. It was a very difficult day because of the storm that just appeared. It would be difficult to name each individual. There were over close to 90 individuals from all four cities on the island, and in addition, the state police and the Coast Guard were involved. To summarize, there were 15 Ventnor City police officers, 14 Ventnor City Beach Patrol command officers and lifeguards, 4 Ventnor City Department recall personnel and from the fire department, 2 Margate Police Department personnel, 3 Margate Fire Department personnel, 3 Margate Beach Patrol personnel with 2 jet skis, 5 Longport Fire Department personnel with 2 marine vessels. One of their, they do have an older Coast Guard boat. It was very helpful. 5 Longport Beach Patrol personnel with 2 jet skis, 2 Atlantic Air paramedics, 11 Atlantic City Fire Department personnel with 2 jet skis and an observation drone, 2 Atlantic City Beach Patrol personnel with jet skis, 1 Coast Guard helicopter, 2 U.S. Coast Guard marine vessels, and 1 New Jersey State Police helicopter. I was also on the scene and was very impressed with the professionalism of everyone there. Chief Cahill assumed incident command, to go into some of the things that they did to try to recover and then to try to rescue and then eventually recover was a very impressive set of skills, including doing things like going to the Oxford Avenue high rise to get a high ground to scan the beach and the ocean. They formed 2 water search line chains stretching from the beach out approximately 100 yards. Searching the 2 teams and converging in an area that they thought that the gym was in. But again, it's a very sad day, and it's an unfortunate reminder that we should all respect the ocean and that we should all only serve or protect the beaches, because it's very, even with the quick response time and the unbelievable professionalism and dedication that all of these public servants should, if we need to remember those two things, respect the ocean and swim and protect the beaches. Thank you.
Mr. Chief Cahill's here and you are in command. Do you have anything to add?
Well, I believe all the units that were on scene operated in really good, good communication. We all worked together. We had a common goal. We did the best we could in a short time frame before it got dark. And I'm just sorry that we were unable to come to a successful conclusion in that rescue ceremony. It's happened before, it'll happen again. People just have to understand the ocean is a dangerous place. We did our best.
It's beautiful, but it's dangerous.
You have to respect it.
I'd have to echo, Mayor, if I may, I'd have to echo Commissioner Kriebel's, credit to our team, chief's leadership there. I was able to get down to beach soon after he was there, just to watch these guys and the professionalism that everybody exhibited. You know, there were, like Chief said, 90-some people there. And all knew what they were supposed to be doing. You know, different jurisdictions, different lifeguards from all over the side were there. And, you know, it's a shame, but as you said, it's a reminder. First of all, there's a tropical storm that just went through here. Don't go in the ocean. Don't go in the ocean. Don't ever go in the ocean when you're not in front of a lifeguard. After hours, you gotta listen to that. You know, it's a shame that this happened. But, something that can be avoided in the future if you swim where you're supposed to, when you're supposed to. But thank you to all the first responders to what they tried to do there that day.
Ms. Mayor, if I could say one more thing.
Sure.
I was super impressed with the response from the beach patrol. The guards came back from a group chat notice that went out, and they came to the beach to do what they could do. They weren't ordered back. It's not their procedure to come back for that. But 14 of those kids came back and worked with us for hours.
Dedicated.
Whatever needed to be done.
They're dedicated.
They're a bunch of kids.
Where is that? Okay. So we don't have any department head report or capital discussion, so we will break out to our executive session for the public. We usually do this at the end of the meeting, but it's on a possible resolution to be voted on tonight, and the people are here if we have any questions. So unfortunately, we have to ask the public to leave the chamber, to just sit out there, and it shouldn't take too long. And then we'll have to come back. Okay?